Today is August 5th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover why sudden bursts of intense exercise can strain the heart in ways gradual movement doesn't, how strength training and simple nutrient checks support your body's energy systems, and why a teenage dancer's story reminds us of the power of asking one more question before major surgery. Before we get into any of that, let's start with something empowering. You are allowed to ask questions about your own body. You are allowed to move at your own pace. And you are allowed to pause before a big medical decision to make sure you understand the full picture. Self-advocacy isn't stubbornness, it's wisdom. Keep that in your back pocket as we go. Here's a thought that might surprise you. How you move matters just as much as whether you move. A cardiologist named Dr. Peter, featured on the Dr. Sunil Dayant podcast, explains that sudden bursts of intense activity, think a fast game of pickleball, squash, or even vigorous snow shoveling, can catch your heart off guard, especially if you're over 60 or haven't been consistently active. Picture a garden hose that's been sitting calm and steady, and then suddenly, someone cranks the water pressure way up. That sudden surge is what can happen inside your arteries during an abrupt spike in effort. Even small, often unknown buildups, as little as 20 to 30% blockage, something you might not even know you have, can get jostled loose by that pressure surge, sometimes triggering clotting. Heavy weightlifting combined with holding your breath carries a similar risk, spiking pressure in the chest and arteries. Now, here's the reassuring part. This isn't a message to avoid exercise. It's an invitation to warm up gradually, breathe steadily, and match your intensity to where your body actually is today, not where you wish it was or where it used to be. Building on that idea, Dr. Mark Hyman, in a conversation on his podcast, describes two forms of movement that act almost like a tune-up for your cells: strength training and HIIT, which just means short bursts of harder effort followed by recovery. These send protective signals to your mitochondria. Think of them as the tiny power plants inside every cell in your body, the ones that turn food and oxygen into usable energy. Dr. Hyman points to something called VO2 max, a measure of how efficiently your body uses oxygen, as one of the strongest predictors of long-term health in exercise research. And here's the encouraging twist. Intensity is relative to you. If you haven't exercised in years, a brisk uphill walk can absolutely count as your version of high intensity. More importantly, what's happening on the surface, how strong or energetic you feel, doesn't always tell the whole story underneath. In a separate conversation with endurance athlete Colin O'Brady, Dr. Hyman shared that even elite athletes can have surprisingly low levels of vitamin D, iron, or iodine. These are gaps that a standard lab panel doesn't always catch, yet they quietly affect muscle performance, energy levels, and thyroid function. It's a helpful reminder that fatigue or low energy isn't always about willpower or sleep. Sometimes it's a nutrient gap that a simple blood test could reveal. And this idea of looking underneath the surface carries into an even bigger decision: whether to pursue major surgery. Mayo Clinic shared the story of a teenage dancer named Alicia, whose hip pain was initially assumed to be a straightforward labral tear, but a closer look revealed something more specific: a hip socket that was shallower than typical, paired with a thigh bone with some extra rotation. Understanding that root cause, rather than jumping straight to the most invasive option, opened the door to a more personalized and less risky path forward. Think of it like this: if a chart or scan is a visual progress map of what's happening inside your body, sometimes the first glance shows a general trend, but a careful second look reveals the actual turn in the road, and that detail can change the entire route you take. So what does all of this add up to for you today? A few gentle, practical anchors. Before any intense activity, racket sports, weightlifting, even shoveling snow, give your body a real warm-up. It's one of the most protective things you can do. When you're doing cardio, try what's sometimes called a conversation pace, working hard enough to breathe faster, but still able to talk in short sentences. During strength training, breathe steadily rather than holding your breath, and if you're newer to lifting, lighter weights with more repetitions are a smart, safe starting point. Over the course of a week, Aim for 2 to 3 sessions that include some strength work, using a level of resistance where the last few repetitions feel challenging but doable, and consider adding occasional bursts of harder effort to support those cellular power plants we talked about. On the nutrient side, it's worth asking your provider whether checking vitamin D, iron stores, and iodine makes sense at your next visit, especially if you've been feeling persistently low on energy. These are inexpensive, common blood tests, and closing a hidden gap can make a real difference in how you feel day to day. And if you or someone you love is ever facing a major medical decision, remember Alicia's story. Asking for a thorough evaluation of root causes or seeking a second opinion isn't a sign of doubt. It's a sign of care. It's always a reasonable, empowering step to take. A quick and important note, this briefing is for educational purposes only, not personalized medical advice. Please check in with your doctor before starting anything new, especially higher intensity exercise, if you're over 60, have any heart or blood pressure concerns, or have been inactive for a while. If you ever feel chest pain, unusual shortness of breath, dizziness, or fainting during or after activity, stop right away and seek medical attention. And any decisions about supplements or lab testing should always be guided by your healthcare provider. For one simple, cost-free step today, take 5 minutes before you do anything physically demanding, even a walk up a steep hill or a flight of stairs, and just move slowly into it first. Let your body ease into effort, rather than jumping in cold. That small pause is a real act of self-care. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.